Well, Peter, as event director, you must be an incredibly proud man. This particular marathon has just gone from strength to strength. You've now got the gold label status within the IAAF, 5 stars. When you reflect on how you started and now here in 2017, it's just come together so brilliantly.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it that way, I suppose it has, hasn't it? I don't think of it like that, you know. But from the outset, I always thought it can be big and great, whereas nobody else really did, you know, because they always thought Middle East, hot conditions and that. But we have great conditions every year. But to come from, you know, 120 in the marathon and 200-300 in the 10K, but it's just it's a long, slow journey, the same as the growth of the city, you know. So the marathon has grown with the city, you know, and grown and moved back again, and the route has changed many times. We now have a bridge stuck in the middle of the route, and we're running out of places to move to, you know. But it's not so bad, the bridge. And but yeah, I mean, it's just been a fantastic journey and experience, and it's long may it last. I mean, and it'll last longer than me, I'm sure, you know. But we've got more to do, you know. Greater things to do yet. But of course, we depend on the support of all the relevant authorities and bodies here, and for them to embrace it as much as we do as organisers. You know, we're not the only event in the city, so we're fighting for our patch. You know, but I think we're in a good spot at the moment. But obviously, we've still got a lot of work to do.
Let's talk about the entry list for 2017. Once again, Peter, a seriously impressive entry list.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with Ken and Issa, that's, you know, that's as good as it gets really at the moment. And we're fortunate that he performed so well in Berlin. And, you know, we're a good choice after that. But there's others there as well. I mean, we've got Tezuke, you know, McConan, who's won here before, and he's only still very young. I reckon he can run much faster if the race was faster. But in the previous years, when it gets to 30, 35K, they're looking at each other because they're thinking about the win. So I think with Ken and Issa, he's going to push all of them, so we'll know how far they can go, all things being right. But it's not only about Ken and Issa, because he's got to be in good condition and shape. Otherwise, the others will take the podium from him, you know.
Aside from the elite athletes, to coin a phrase, there really is something for everyone with the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon to get amateur runners to endorse, you know, well-being and happiness. I mean, it's just grown so much just to see on the starting lineup the 10K, the 5K competitors.
Yeah, I mean, I think the definitely the elites inspire the ordinary runner to get out and run. Because when Haile came in 2008, we maybe had 3,000 or 4,000 in total. And the next year, we doubled our registration. And that was just purely by his presence and probably word of mouth. It wasn't because of an advertising campaign. It's just organically growing, you know. And people are coming because they've seen what's happened before. They see the greats coming, and they can be part of that. And then that's inspiring. As a result of that, it's encouraging people to run more. I mean, on the roads when I came here first, there was nobody running, you know. It was something you didn't do because it was supposed to be too hot, or you just don't do that. Everyone has to park their car outside the front door and outside the front door of the mall, and nobody even wants to walk anywhere, never mind run. But now, you look at now, especially with the marathon, there's people running. You can see them, even with old, you know, Dubai Marathon t-shirts. You know, it's fantastic, you know. And to see that, I'm driving down the road and I can see a 2 or 3 year old t-shirt, and that makes me feel proud, you know, that when I see the ordinary runner who's still wearing the shirt that we provided 2 or 3 years ago and still running, yeah. Hopefully not still running the same marathon.